Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, a 2022 mid-year economic update. All right, guys, I've got some pretty interesting economic information that I've gathered recently, and part of this was from my visit to Washington, D.C. for the National Association of Home Builders meetings. And always one of the highlights of these meetings is getting the economic forecast from NAHB Chief Economist Rob Dietz, and always has a good way of gathering data, putting together relevant information, and sort of painting a picture for what we could potentially expect, not only, you know, going forward in the next several months, but also kind of looking back over how things have performed over the past couple months. So always enjoy this information. I took some decent notes and definitely want to share some of those updates with you. And I've also done a little bit of looking locally at a few economic indicators from our local MLS and realtor information so that you guys can kind of see the picture. Because the economic information that I have in here, this is national news. This is national data, rather. And it's stuff that can sometimes be skewed a little bit just because if you're listening here specifically for my local area here, Wisconsin, you know, some of those larger markets in the South, you know, your Texas, Arizona, Florida, Las Vegas, all those markets that are building a lot of homes can kind of skew the data slightly. But pretty interesting stuff nonetheless. So we're going to jump into this, share this information with you guys, and hopefully you find it helpful because I think there is a lot of conflicting and confusing information out there. I know the media is saying that, you know, we are not in a recession, but there might be one coming. I would argue that we already are in a recession. And one of the reasons I say that is because even a lot of the data that I'm sharing, it's old news and the really fresh data has not hit yet. Because when somebody buys a house, think about this, somebody puts a money down to buy a house, they have to wait 45, 60 days to close. So you have that lag in data, because you don't get that information until they physically close on the home. The other thing is when somebody buys a home and you're checking permit data, it takes sometimes 4 months, 5 months for them to actually get to the point where they apply for a permit. So a lot of the data that's being out there and is being talked about is from sales and things that happened, you know, 4, 5, 6 months ago. And we've definitely seen a slowdown. But does that mean that it's not a good time to buy a house, not a good time to build a home? No, actually, there's a lot of data out there that's suggesting it's still a very good time. It just people are starting to feel a little more uneasy and it is slowing down the really frantic pace that we had before. So with that, let's get started on some of the data. First off, one of the biggest things that they talked about is how closely right now the data is, and some of the situations are reminiscent of the 1970s when we had what they call stagflation. And we're in a very similar situation where we actually have quite a few people working, but the inflation levels and level of inflation are going up so rapidly. And back in the 70s, they created a thing. It was called the misery index, and this is a real thing. The misery index is the sum of inflation and unemployment rate. And they were tracking this misery index as it goes forward. And we're kind of in that same similar situation currently right now. Now, what is interesting is, you know, we said, are we in a recession or are we not? I know a lot of people are talking about a looming one. They have it in the forecast. And NAHB is forecasting that there will be a recession. But only about a third of the economists out there are predicting that we're going to go into a recession. Some people are thinking that we're going to, you know, with these rises in interest rates, we're going to slow the landing and then have a soft bounce. I don't know if that's the case or not. I mean, we've seen our interest rate go up. Just last week during my visits, they went up 75 basis points, and they're talking about doing another 75 basis points in July. Currently, a 30-year fixed mortgage is right around 6.36 and change. And, you know, I look back, and I look back even at the beginning of the year, the forecast was 5% by the end of the year. We're already at 6.3, and they're talking about bringing it up even more. So that is definitely going to slow things down, but primarily for the first-time home buyer, because they're the ones that really are dependent on the interest rate. They're the ones that are going to be borrowing a larger sum of money. And unfortunately, the data suggests that when an interest rate goes up a quarter of a point, 1.3 million people nationally get priced out of a home. That's what a huge effect it is. Now, for people that have homes and have decent equity in them, for people that are more leaning towards cash buyers, the interest rate will really not affect them. And in fact, if anything, it may help them in the future, because that should hopefully curb a little bit of some of these cost increases and different things that we're seeing. So that's the bummer, is that if you're in the starter home buyer market, if you're a first-time home buyer, you're going to have a harder time getting into your new home, especially if you've got financing that you're going to need to do. You're going to find that you're going to be able to buy less home than you did previously. Now, are people still going to buy homes? Are people still going to sell homes? Absolutely, they are. People get married. People get divorced. People get job transfers. People just wear out of their home and want something new. So people are still going to continue to buy and sell homes regardless of what the interest rates are. And keep in mind, interest rates as a whole on average are still historically in a very, very good spot. We've just been spoiled with the 3% rate for a while. And quite frankly, they kept it too long. And now we're seeing these corrections. And for people that are younger, that haven't seen a lot of swings in the mortgage interest rate, this is probably shocking and scary to them. To those of us that have seen rates that have been, you know, well over 10%, this is nothing that we would be alarmed with. This is things that we would see as maybe even being a little bit more normal. Okay, so we've got this sort of question of, are we in a recession? Are we going into a recession, or will there be one? But here's some of the bad news. The bad news is we just got through the worst economic quarter since the Great Depression. We had negative GDP growth of 1.5%. And as they say, when inflation is high along with low unemployment, inflation looms, or recession looms. And they actually are predicting that in August of this year, we'll see the peak of this, the peak of inflation. And I mean, look at how this is working through everything that we're dealing with. When you have gas that's close to $5 a gallon, it has come down a whisker here recently. When gas is close to $5 a gallon, it shuts everything down. In fact, the last time when Obama was president, gas got to $4 a gallon and pretty much shut everything down for quite a while, and really prolonged us into a fairly bad recession at that point. It affects everything. You think of the amount of trips you make to it, a job site, just to and from work. You look at your cost of all the product getting to and from where they needs to go, whether it's your farmers running the tractors and the equipment to create the food for you, and then getting it delivered and shipped to your stores or your home, and then your travels to get it there. You're seeing some very, very high prices on everything, no matter what it is that you're buying. All right, so as we mentioned, interest rates are the other big thing, and they went up while I was on my visit. It definitely created kind of a stir and almost a little bit of a pall over the industry going up as much as they did quickly, and talk of a similar increase a couple weeks later definitely gave us reason to pause. And one of the reasons that we paused on this, and we wanted to really share this with a lot of our elected officials, is that, you know, you can continue to raise interest rates. That's not going to stop inflation, because we're still at a net deficit for homes. We have about 500,000 homes shortage across the country right now. And we need to continue to be building homes, not only to help with the population growth that we've had here, but also because we're so far behind from the last housing recession and the worker shortage we have, we still haven't caught up. And there's a lot of homes that need to be updated, replaced, and we're not doing that at our current pace. So there is going to be a continued need and a continued demand for housing going forward. So the other thing that's interesting is where we talk about home supply, and housing supply is still very low. Like I said, we're at about a 500,000 home deficit. New homes as a share of the market was 13%, but now it's currently 30%. So you are seeing a lot more new homes hitting the housing market because the existing homes are typically servicing that first-time home buyer or a newer home buyer. And so those are getting snapped up very quickly, leaving then hopefully some of these newer homes to kind of fill in the void of the market. Now, one of the bad signs that we faced is since the start of COVID, the cost of new homes and new home prices went up 37%. That is a huge increase. And what this has done is really affected the affordable market as well. Less than a half of the home sales were affordable. And this is the first time that it's hit this level since the Great Depression. And builder confidence, that number that they track every quarter, that's fallen for the last 6 months and it's now at a two-year low. So definitely not some stunning news here, or some very exciting, uplifting news here. In the construction industry, the other challenge we have is job openings. Currently, there are 450,000 job openings in our industry, and it's looking like that number will start to go down, but that's one of the biggest issues is that builders would have built more homes and would continue to build more homes if they had the labor force to do so. We've also seen materials go up nearly 22%. Now, if there's any good news out there, it is this. Lumber prices have declined since the beginning of the year. It's down 47% since the beginning of the year. Now, it's still not at pre-COVID levels. It's still quite a bit higher, but it is encouraging to see the lumber prices falling. It's currently around the 650 per thousand range. Again, 300, 350 is ideally where we would like to see it at. But that's probably not likely because freight cost is up almost 37% as well. And that's going to keep those prices a little bit higher. Well, what does that mean for housing starts? What are we going to look at in the future? They are predicting the first decline in housing starts since 2012. So every year we've been increasing, for the last 10 years, we've been increasing the number of house starts until this coming year. Looks like we're going to see a decline. The other thing that's changing is build for rent. Build for rent is now 10% of all construction. And that's interesting. And I think that may actually start to go down a little bit. And the reason that that was so high was a lot of companies were coming in and buying these built homes, renting them because interest rates were so low. I would expect to see a leveling off or possibly even a decline in the build for rent of construction. And the reason for that is so many of these companies that were going in and buying these new homes and holding on to them and then renting them were doing it because interest rates were so good. The value of homes were climbing so quickly that it was not only a good investment, but also something that could pay dividends now and in the future. And now that the rates are starting to climb, I think that will potentially slow that part of the market down a little bit. And although there could be some growth, I expect that to vastly slow down now that the higher rates are here. They also predict that remodeling will still be very solid due to people, you know, locked into their interest rate at a low rate, deciding, hey, I don't want to sell my home and now move up into a higher interest rate. So I'm just going to either take an equity line and fix up my current home or just stay put for a while. And then we also have an increasingly aging population, a lot of boomers staying in their homes and then wanting to update them to keep them more livable now and in the future. So that's the national news. What's going on locally here? Well, here in Wisconsin, just looked at some economic data from the sales data in May, and it's actually fairly positive. And here's what's going on. Median sale prices year over year from May of 2022 to 2021 went up 11.8%. So the average sale price of homes continues to rise. The months of inventory, rather, on the market, again, a healthy market is a six-month inventory level. We're at 2.6 months of inventory in May of this year. It's still ridiculously low inventory. So as you see, when there's low supply and high demand, prices tend to go up. This is following your basic economics. And we are still seeing homes sell very quickly. And if you are going to be selling your home, you're going to still be able to sell it. You're still going to be able to fetch a decent price for it. It might take you a tad longer than it did before. You may not see all those multiple offers. You might just get your one offer, but more than likely, you're going to be able to sell your home. And the other thing that's interesting about the data is that the sales are down from May of this year to May last year, but it's actually due more not because of the lack of buyers, but just the lack of actual inventory on the market. We have almost 11% less home listings than we did the previous year, and that's why sales have declined. Everything else has went up, right? The average price has went up, the days in the market has went down, so it shows still a healthy demand for the market. So that's some of the positive local news, and it seems like people are still buying homes and seeing that as a good investment, which it is. And if you can't find an existing home, building a home is a fantastic option as well, because even though it might cost you a little more money, you don't have the delayed maintenance costs and the deferred repair costs that you're going to have. Everything is brand new. You get it just the way you like it. And typically, if you're building a new home, especially if you're building in a development with other new homes, those all have higher values as well and will make it for a more solid investment. You don't have to worry about getting bad comps necessarily if you've got a subdivision with some construction activity and closings on it, because they're surrounded by other new homes around them, and that can help keep your property values up a little bit higher. So these are all really, really interesting things to consider, and I certainly would advise anybody. Sometimes the best time to make a move is when no one else is making a move. And what I mean by that is, as inventory stays low, you can still sell your house, you can make some money on it, you're not going to have a lot of competition. And furthermore, now that things have kind of settled down a little bit, we've gotten through that big boom post-COVID, and things are returning more to normal, it's going to be hopefully a little better time for you to build a home. You'll get a little more time with your builder. You will get hopefully not as long of a wait for certain things and certain products. And of course, you can end up with a nice brand new home that'll grow in value for years and years to come.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.